Hello, welcome to pexforfun.com, an exciting new website to analyze programs in your browser. My name is Nicola Tillman. I'm in the Research and Software Engineering Group at Microsoft Research in Redmond. Let's look how it works. So we have a program here in our website that always has a puzzle method. What does this puzzle method do? We could study the program to understand all the different cases, but we can let PEX do that for us. Let's do it. I press the Ask PEX button, and now PEX will analyze this program. And what we get is a table showing us interesting inputs and outputs. So let's look at what this table represents. So we see for every parameter of the puzzle, a column here with different values. And then we also see what the outputs are. There could be an exception, or there could be output that is written to the console. Here we see that PEX found all the interesting cases of this program. Okay, that was an easy program, just a regular expression. We have many puzzles on our website. And every time you press show another puzzle, you see a new one. We always get a new puzzle. There's so many puzzles. Let's look at this one. It's a special kind of puzzle. It's a coding duel. What is a coding duel? It's a special kind of puzzle where there's a secret implementation that we don't show to you. It sits in the background. And your task is to write a program that does exactly the same thing. And then PEX will check whether your program is already perfect. So in this case, there's a little hint. It says that we have to figure out whether a string is an anagram. Let's hope that you all remember what an anagram is. It means that we can read it forwards and backwards. And let's see if our implementation that we have so far is up to it. So I can click on Ask PEX. And now PEX will think about it on our server. And it comes back with a table showing us the results. And what we see here now is that, well, just as before, we have a column for the input. And we have a column for our output. But what's new is that we see the other output, the output from the secret implementation. And now you can see that they don't always match. So we have three mismatches here, where we returned the wrong value. We always return false, right? But sometimes we are supposed to return true, when the string is an anagram. So let's try to solve this challenge. And I will give control now to our high school intern.
Hello, my name is Aaron Shaver. I'm a high school intern here at MSR this summer, and I want to see if I can beat this game. So I'm going to come up, and since I know that we have a couple values of S there that are returning false, I am going to just change those so that they equal true. And hopefully this will give me the results I want.
A compiler error.
So I accidentally put one space, and I needed two.
Two equal signs.
And if I ask PEX again, I have my result that I was looking for now equaling true.
So I think this looks better. We have more green now than before, but this isn't going to cut it. Let me take over. It's my turn now. We need to do something different here. We need to write a loop and check the string from the left and the right to see whether it's an anagram. So I write a loop, and I go over the characters of the left half of my string. It's the regular loop. And then in the body, I will check whether the string from the left is equal to the string from the right. And so if they are not equal, then I'm going to return false. Otherwise, if all of the characters on both ends match, then I can return two. That should work, right? Let's see if I can convince PEX. PEX will compare against the SQL implementation, and that doesn't look very good. I think it's your turn again.
So now, since we have an index out of range exception, I know that I can click there, see the line that's the problem, and it's actually a pretty simple change.
Oh.
And I subtract one more, which
we're
asking PEX. And it's looking good so far.
Yeah.
And I think I got it.
PEX will think hard for a while, trying to come up with counterexamples. But then after a short time, it should either say yes or no, whether we won or not. You won! Congratulations, Adam, that was great. Let's write more puzzles in the future. Go to the website, try it out. Bye!